All right, everybody, for the past 6 months, we have been covering the developing Cold War within the Republican Party between Vice President J.D. Vance and Secretary of State Marco Rubio. Now, the reason I call it a Cold War is because they're not publicly sniping at each other and taking hits at each other, but there are very clearly camps developing within the Republican Party that have different visions for the future of the party. There was the J.D. Vance camp, which is more non-interventionist, more like the Peter Thiel bros who have a vested interest in electing J.D. Vance because they've been investing money for a while. And then there's the Marco Rubio wing, which I think would represent a return to hopefully a more sane Republican Party, but still a very deranged Republican Party as it pertains to wars and the debt and taxes and cutting social safety nets for working Americans. I mean, it's really not a great vision, but there are competing visions for the Republican Party. And I will say, I think people are underestimating the odds that J.D. Vance gets wiped out. There's even new reporting that we will go over that J.D. Vance may not be planning on running in 2028 and is having second thoughts about launching this campaign at all. I mean, just think about it. J.D. Vance is so incredibly intrinsically tied to all of Trump's mistakes because he had to go out there and defend them day after day. He defended the shooting, the murdering of Renee Good. He defended the murdering of Alex Preddy. He has defended botched ICE operations, defended botched wars. I'll play you a clip in one moment of him defending January 6ers, saying they need reparations, they need money. Marco Rubio, of course, please don't mistake this as me like praising Marco Rubio, but he's more in his own foreign policy category right now. And J.D. Vance is the one who has lost any semblance of credibility whatsoever. So is everybody else in this administration. But before we jump into the reporting, there's some breaking news right here from the Russian Ministry of Foreign Affairs account, essentially Russia's version of the U.S. State Department. The Russian Ministry of Foreign Affairs account just tweeted this out moments ago, and it only furthers our theory. They decided to call Marco Rubio, talk to Marco Rubio, and basically snubbed J.D. Vance. Nobody interfaces or interacts with J.D. Vance. Now, Marco Rubio is the Secretary of State, so this does follow. But the fact that Russia is making threats at the United States, and they're not doing it towards Trump, they're deciding to skip over the vice president and go straight to Marco Rubio, kind of shows how things are positioning out. Marco Rubio is taken more seriously right now for this reason. So on May 25th, a phone call took place between SV Lavrov, who is Sergey Lavrov, and the head of state Marco Rubio. Sergey Lavrov conveyed to the American side, in response to the ongoing attacks by the Kyiv regime, which they are calling Ukraine, the armed forces of Russia are beginning systematic strikes on facilities located in Kyiv. Okay, that's already been happening. The Russians are just absolute monsters. It sucks. But Lavrov called Rubio. One more time. Lavrov called Rubio in particular, asking the U.S. to evacuate the American embassy and American citizens from Kyiv because Moscow intends to launch a campaign of systematic strikes like they haven't been doing it for more than 4 years now. J.D. Vance is not taken seriously as a political operator, and let me show you exactly why. First of all, the Daily Mail is reporting that J.D. Vance is reconsidering his 2028 presidential run. Now, these are unconfirmed reports. Do I think he's going to drop out? No, but I wouldn't be surprised if he's starting to get a little bit perturbed and worried about the competition that is out there. Right now, the main competition would be Marco Rubio. I mean, even if I pull up, I know people don't like the betting markets, but even if we look at this, there's a very interesting trend between J.D. Vance, who is green, and Marco Rubio. J.D. Vance used to be the nominee by an overwhelming majority, and nobody cared about Rubio. And then the gap closes and closes, and I wouldn't be surprised if J.D. Vance becomes less likely to become the nominee. So people are paying attention to this. We've been talking about this on the show for a while, not to be that guy, but we have been saying for a while, J.D. Vance does not have the aura. He does not have the riz whatsoever. I mean, check this out. Here's a clip of J.D. Vance being forced to defend restitution or money towards January 6thers. Like, if I had to guess, in J.D. Vance's ideal political reality, he wouldn't have to nuke his entire 2028 and his entire future political career by running defense for a failing, old, unpopular president. J.D. Vance is currently like tumbling downhill so that Trump doesn't have to get his clothes dirty. It's disgusting to watch, but I want you to watch this clip.
But the American media and the American Legal Academy has decided that even though they committed bad crimes, their sentence was disproportionate, they were mistreated in some way. You know who never, ever gets an ounce of sympathy when it comes to that disproportionate sentencing? Is people who voted for Donald Trump and participated in the January 6th protest.
What? The American media. People who voted for Trump and participated in January 6th don't get enough money from the government and enough sorrow? Like, for a second there, I thought he was going to talk about Black Americans who have been systematically oppressed by the police for decades. Since the entirety of America's existence, Black people have been mistreated. There's a very strong argument that we should help out, you know, Black Americans, but no. January 6thers actually need to be focused on. Here is Donald Trump humiliating J.D. Vance about 2 weeks ago by telling people, by polling the audience live on Marco Rubio or J.D. Vance. So this is real, y'all. This is very, very real. Here's Trump humiliating J.D. Vance by polling the audience and which one they like more. Ideally, for J.D. Vance, I mean, if J.D. Vance is going to be this loyal to the president, this effing loyal that he's basically nuking his political career to run defense, ideally, Trump should return that and endorse J.D. Vance. But Trump has been asked 4 to 5 times now to endorse Vance. He refuses to and says he wants to see what happens, which I think is actually a show of decent political instincts on behalf of Trump. I think it would be poor instincts if Trump endorsed a weak, no aura candidate like J.D. Vance. Trump knows that if a Democrat gets into office, we will unrig the system, we will erase all of the mess that he's made, and make sure that the corrupt people in his admin are held accountable. So he wants to make sure that he actually gets somebody in the primary who wins, and who is a winner. He cares about winners. Do you guys think Vance is a winner?
We got a lot of beauties out there, J.D. I envy you and other people. I don't know. Who's it going to be? Is it going to be J.D.? Is it going to be somebody else? I don't know. Does anybody have? Okay, let's go. You ready? Who likes J.D. Vance? Who likes Marco Rubio? All right. Sounds like a good ticket. J.D. is a perfect. That was a perfect ticket. By the way, I do believe that's a dream team, but these are minor details. That does not mean you have my endorsement under any circumstance. But, you know, it's a perfect. It was a big and then a very nice. I think it sounds like presidential candidate and vice presidential candidate.
I don't know. It sounds like he was pulling them against each other. He wasn't really pulling, like, a ticket. He was trying to pit them against each other to see who cheers more. And I'm surprised. The people there actually did cheer slightly louder for J.D. Vance. You know that must have been a heart-racing moment for Vance, whose entire political career relies on this type of stuff. Here's J.D. Vance telling a Polish reporter he's overreacting to news that Trump is scrapping a planned deployment to his country. I mean, this is despicable type of rhetoric from our leaders.
A lot of the European media, again, is overreacting to this a bit. And here's one thing I'll say about this. Look, I have, for my entire life, I'm 41 years old, for my entire life, I have heard chirping from the European media about everything that's wrong with the United States of America. We don't have this, we don't have that. We don't spend enough on healthcare, even though part of the reason why we spend so much on defense was because we have tens of thousands of troops in Europe. I think that if the European media wants to attack the President of the United States, they need to start looking in the mirror. All he has said.
Looking in the mirror, what is this guy talking about? European media isn't out there talking about Trump in this manner.
Is that we're going to be good allies, we're going to be good friends, we're going to be trading partners, but it is reasonable.
What are you talking? So he just said good allies, good friends, and trading partners. Dog, Donald Trump threatened to put tariffs on all of the EU if they didn't give him Greenland. He threatened 25% tariffs on the entirety of the European Union if they didn't just give us Greenland. That is not a good friend, that is not a good ally, and that is definitely not a good trading partner. God, the spinning from this guy has ruined his political career. It's so incredibly clear. How about this clip of J.D. Vance just melting down over the clear corruption of Trump? Stuff like this is going to be run on ads in 2028. Repeatedly. They should be run right now, but if J.D. Vance does try to run, these ads are going to skewer him. This is J.D. Vance defending the fact that Donald Trump has reportedly made over 3,000 trades since the beginning of this year, and like $220 million off of those trades in companies that he's actively working with or getting deals for or stopping deals for.
You guys gotta behave yourself.
We'll be here for a little bit.
Thank you, Mr. Vice President. The president's financial disclosures were released recently, and they showed a lot of stock trades in companies that he has talked up at events, official events at the White House, on his True Social account, sometimes even putting the stock ticker symbols in his posts and encouraging people to buy their stock. Americans, according to recent polling, are increasingly describing the president as corrupt. And trading stocks...
This is a hell of a question.
Thank you, sir. Trading individual stocks is something that you said that public officials should not be able to do when you ran for Senate all those years ago. And yet the president, who arguably has access to more non-public information than your average senator, is not only buying and selling individual stocks either through his trust.
Okay. What's the question?
Yeah. The question, sir, is how can you and your administration argue to Americans that you're cleaning up corruption, you're preventing fraud, you're fighting the sorts of things that harm people and people's financial situations, when the president seems to be talking up stocks that he owns, selling them, and enriching himself?
Okay, so here, let me answer your question here. That was a doozy.
Really quickly, there is an adult way to answer this question. He could say, I wholeheartedly will tell you, and I will confirm to you, Donald Trump is not doing what you're claiming he's doing. I can tell you that we would never do something like there's a way to answer this, right? But let's see where he goes with it. Let's see where J.D. Vance goes with this.
Stocks that he owns, selling them and enriching himself.
Okay, so here, let me answer your question here. That was a doozy. Before I answer your question, I want to just observe, there are different ways to ask a question, okay? You can just ask a question and try to get your answer, or you could do like a speech where you say, you know, Mr. Vice President, you're a terrible human being, and so is the president, so is the entire cabinet. And then I'm like, what's your question? And then your question is, how dare you? Come on, man. Have a little bit of objectivity in the way that you ask these questions, because there were a lot.
Is he just going to chastise the reporter like a person backed into a corner? Answer the damn question. Maybe the guy asked the question in this manner because he wants you to answer the damn question. Now you're just going to personally attack him? No one called you a terrible human being. He cited polling that Americans think you guys are more corrupt.
A lot of things in that speech masquerading as a question that didn't actually get asked, okay? Number one, the president doesn't sit at the Oval Office on his computer on his like Robinhood account buying and selling stocks. That's absurd. He has independent wealth advisors who manage his money. He is a wealthy person. He has had success in business. He's not making these stock trades himself. And your question in...
This is such a bad, bad answer. Oh my God. I thought the first part of his answer was offensively bad. But as he starts to talk about Robinhood in particular, it makes him seem more guilty. I think J.D. Vance is likely doing this on Robinhood, but nobody's saying that Donald Trump is sitting there with his phone and clicking tap. It's very clear that there is a coordinated effort between Trump and whoever's running his investments to maximize his profits by pumping up tickers, giving deals, and then making hundreds of millions of dollars off of these investments. J.D. Vance is dishonest at the very least and dumb at the very most, maybe both.
Imputes that. It doesn't say it exactly, but a reasonable person listening to that question would assume the president is sitting around and doing that. He's not. Second of all, you're right. I am a big fan of banning members of Congress from trading stocks. So is the President of the United States.
Lord have mercy. By the way, he just said second of all, but that was supposed to be his third point right there. So if you can't even count, I'm not going to trust you to be talking about stocks or the President of the United States. I don't see this guy as presidential in any manner. I think it's a miracle that he's somehow the vice president. This administration shouldn't be in office. It's all a trip. But I think that there is going to be a dark horse in the 2028 Republican primary, somebody that's going to come up and just sweep J.D. Vance out. And that's why we're getting this reporting from the Daily Mail. J.D. Vance is considering abandoning his run for the presidency in 2028. J.D. Vance now the lone dove in Donald Trump's cabinet after Tulsi Gabbard's resignation, has been left more isolated than ever and is considering abandoning a run for presidency in 2028. Mehdi Hasan says, "I doubt this is true, but interesting nevertheless." I mean, it's hard to tell. The reporting is unconfirmed, but looking at the pattern of events, Donald Trump's refusal to endorse, his constant polling of Marco Rubio versus Vance, the fact that other world leaders are interfacing with Marco Rubio more and more, and J.D. Vance is sent to go live for Trump, who knows what J.D. Vance is thinking? I wouldn't be surprised if he's starting to sweat more and more about a competitive 2028 primary. I have a feeling he's such a cuck, he would be like, you know, I'm willing to be the vice president again for Marco Rubio. But yeah, this says J.D. Vance, now the lone dove in the administration, is feeling isolated. After Tulsi Gabbard resigned, J.D. Vance is now kind of alone. He has no other non-interventionist allies. Not even that J.D. Vance is anti-war, but he's somebody that's positioning himself as anti-war. It's pretty despicable how this guy has driven his political career into the ground after being somewhat reasonable in 2015. Remember, he was a never Trump guy, and he correctly identified that the way Trump is able to effing lie to people and use propaganda that he may be the Hitler of our time, which was him saying hyperbolically that Trump is just a propaganda guy. So J.D. Vance knows this deep down, but he's just playing the game now. I'm gonna leave it there. If you appreciate these videos, drop a like. Make sure you subscribe. I'll see you all later. Peace out.